This is Patrick Machayo, and today I want to talk about something that I think is being widely misunderstood in our political conversation right now. The topic is simple, but it carries a lot of weight. Democracy is not failing. It is overloaded. If you look at what has been happening recently, you begin to see a pattern. In the U.S. House of Representatives, lawmakers passed protections for hundreds of thousands of Haitian migrants, and they did it with members of both parties crossing the aisle. That is not what a broken system looks like. That is what a functioning, if imperfect, system looks like. At the same time, a federal judge declined an effort to overturn protections tied to immigration policy. Once again, that is the judiciary doing what it is designed to do, acting as a check within the system. And yet, despite these examples of the system working, there is a strong sense among many Americans that the system is not working at all. That is where the real issue begins. The problem is not simply what the system is doing. The problem is what we expect the system to do. American democracy was never designed to move quickly. It was designed to balance competing interests, to prevent concentration of power, and to force negotiation between different sides. That structure was intentional, and for a long time it was understood as a strength. But today, that same structure often feels like weakness. We live in a world where everything is fast. Information moves instantly. Reactions happen in real time. Expectations are shaped by immediacy. People want solutions now, not later. So when democracy moves slowly, when it debates, when it compromises, when it delays action in order to reach consensus, it is often interpreted as failure. But that is not failure. That is design. The problem is that the system is now being asked to do far more than it was originally built to handle, and to do it at a speed that it was never meant to sustain. Think about the range of issues the system is dealing with at the same time. Economic inequality remains a major concern. Millions of Americans are struggling with the cost of living, housing affordability, and financial insecurity. There is a housing shortage that runs into the millions of units, making it harder for people to find stable and affordable places to live. There are also broader social pressures. Questions about immigration, education, healthcare, and identity are all playing out at the same time. These are not small issues, and they do not have simple solutions. At the same time, the system is dealing with global competition. Other countries are operating under very different models of governance, some of which are able to move more quickly because they are less constrained by checks and balances. That creates a comparison problem. People begin to look at different systems and ask why results appear to come faster elsewhere. They begin to question whether a system built on deliberation can keep up with a world that is moving at an accelerated pace. This is where the pressure begins to build. Democracy is being asked to deliver fast economic results, manage complex social challenges, respond to global competition, and maintain internal balance all at the same time. That is not a small task. That is a massive load. And when the system struggles under that load, people interpret it as failure, even when it is still functioning. That is why I say democracy is not failing. It is overloaded. Now, this overload has consequences. When people feel that the system is not delivering quickly enough, frustration increases. That frustration often gets directed at institutions, at leaders, and at the process itself. Trust begins to decline. And when trust declines, the system becomes harder to manage. This is where perception becomes just as important as reality. Even when the system produces results, If those results are not felt in people's daily lives, they do not translate into confidence. People do not evaluate democracy based on technical performance. They evaluate it based on lived experience. If they are struggling to pay rent, if they feel uncertain about their future, if they do not see clear improvements in their daily lives, then broader indicators of progress do not carry as much weight. This creates a gap between what the system is doing and how it is perceived. And that gap feeds the sense that something is wrong. Now, it is important to be clear about what this means. It does not mean that democracy is breaking down. It means that it is under strain. There is a difference between a system that is collapsing and a system that is being pushed to its limits. What we are seeing today is a system being pushed. And that brings us to an important question. What do we do about it? The answer is not to abandon the system. The answer is to understand it better and to strengthen it where it needs support. That means aligning expectations with reality. It means recognizing that democracy is not designed to produce instant results, but that it can still produce meaningful outcomes over time. It also means improving how the system connects with people's lived experience. If people cannot see or feel the results of policy, then those results do not build trust. That connection has to be stronger. Leadership also plays a role here. Leaders have to do more than make decisions. They have to explain those decisions in ways that people can understand and relate to. They have to connect policy to everyday life. Without that connection, even effective governance can feel distant. And finally, there is a broader responsibility. Citizens have to engage with the system, not just as critics, but as participants. Democracy depends on involvement. It depends on understanding. It depends on a willingness to engage with complexity. That is not always easy, especially in a fast-moving world, but it is necessary. As we move closer to 250 years of independence, this is the moment to reflect not just on what democracy has achieved, but on what it requires to continue functioning effectively. The system is not perfect, it never has been, but it has shown the capacity to adapt, to evolve, and to respond to pressure. The question is whether we are willing to support that process. Because the future of democracy will not be determined by whether it faces challenges. It will be determined by how those challenges are understood and addressed. Democracy is not failing. It is being asked to carry more than ever before. And that is the reality we have to face. This is Patrick Machayo, and I want to thank you for taking the time to engage with this conversation and for being part of this ongoing discussion.